Good morning, it's John Story.
And Nella. Good morning, John.
Yeah, it's John and Neil in the morning. And, of course, it's that time of the day. It's that time of the week.
Oh.
Hide the Scouse Champagne. She's here again.
Hey.
It's Beverly Mackin, everybody.
Oh, all right, all right. Don't clap too loud, will you? It was another late one last night.
Where were you? You're looking a bit worse for wear this morning.
Oh, I was taken up the wrong way last night. You know the Chinese takeaway down in Birkenhead?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got taken up there last night. But it was nice, actually, all you can eat.
Well, you're on a date?
You won't sort of a date, yeah, yeah. We're doing well for all our buddies, aren't we?
Absolutely. Everyone's getting in the circle of trust.
The circle of
because
trust.
Because if you're not in it,
you're out of it.
Correct.
That's right.
She's the queen of soaps. ITV this morning's very
yeah.
own.
Okay.
Redhead, red hot
I
redhead.
I know who this is going to be.
Go ahead. It's Sharon Marshall.
Hey, Sharon.
Oh, hello.
Oh, did you like your royal anointment then? Is that what you say?
I loved it. I thought they're all getting excited, thinking, "Oh, it's Kate! Oh, she's way down a skirt.
Oh,
she's going to be up the whirl in the wind."
Oh, don't. Cuddle. Listen, how are you, love?
I'm all right, my sweet. It's so lovely to be here.
Do you know what? And listen, you're one of the first few guests to be on the new Wirral Radio. It's a new station, which we've launched, I should say. The paint is still wet on the walls and everywhere, and you've got to watch where you go, I tell you. But listen, there you go. You're one of the buddies.
I shall watch my P's and Q's,
oh,
then, and
oh, don't
just carefully on this carpet.
Look, you haven't heard the show before. You don't have to bother about any of that. Just say what you think, Gail. Just say what you think.
All right, then.
Oh, well, listen, I've got to say, you, Sharon, you must have the job right that everybody wants to have. Sat in your leggings every day, baggy jumper, pair of Uggs on, watching telly, recorded soaps every day. Is that what you do?
It is brilliant. Yeah, I spend 95% of my time watching the telly and the rest of it I waste. But I have had some really bad jobs on the way, but so I do really appreciate this. Yeah, watch the soaps, I write the soaps, and then you sit on the telly with Philip Schofield talking about the soaps.
It's just a dream. So when you talk about other jobs, didn't you start in Fleet Street as like a showbiz reporter? And
I did 10 years on newspapers. Well, I actually started up at the Lancashire Evening Post and the Chorley Guardian up that way and the Blackburn Citizen. That's where I trained before they sent me on a train down to the Big Smoke. But I've done bad things on the way. I mean,
tell us more.
On Channel 5 once.
Oh, what was that? Wasn't the Celebrity Fit Club, was it?
That was trying to lose weight with Anne Diamond and Russell Grant. No, that one was. I tell you what, trying to get on the mortgage ladder in London.
Oh,
it's a nightmare. I would do anything. But they locked me in a house with Stan Boardman. And, they taught us how to be hairdressers.
Oh no,
well, he's from the Wirral. He's one of us. Isn't he, Stan?
He is. He needs to update his comedy routine a lot. But it was good fun.
Listen, let me tell you. Me and Stan have something in common. If something's worth using, it's worth using again and again and again. I've made a career on this for 30 years, girl.
Yep.
It works for us up here, I'm telling you.
Tell you what, he's one of the few ones that got me through because there were some other characters in there as well. And at least he made me laugh. I tell you what, never go round to his for cooking, though. He cooked us chicken one night and everyone that went down with food poisoning really killed Susie Quattro.
We shouldn't laugh, should we, Billy? Big laugh at Susie Quattro dying.
I tell you what though, if he gave you food poisoning, he'd have been good in the fat camp, wouldn't he? For obvious reasons.
We could have done with that.
Hey?
And that was one of those that I didn't really read the small print because I didn't realise they'd make you sort of standing in knickers on the telly where everyone goes, yeah, she's fat. Dale Winton going, you're a bit of a pear, aren't you, love?
He can talk.
Yeah,
have you seen him? Jabber.